The day before, my sister and her kids came to visit. We ordered in pizza, which is still one of Dylan's favourite foods. And then my mum took my oldest home and my sister's kids went. And me and Dylan had a bath. Dylan loved baths at the time. He loved water, something that he hates now. So we had a bath together, and in the hospital they had these massive, massive baths. And he had great fun. I knew that was one of the last baths we were going to have together because he was going to have a central line fitted, which would mean that he wouldn't have a bath for nearly 2 years. His surgery was horrific, the longest day of my life. He was up at the crack of dawn, and we had to get him ready for surgery. And bearing in mind, we were told he might not survive. It was horrific. Taking him down to theatre was just one of the worst things I've ever had to do. You know, having him pinned down, screaming, having to have gas over his face, watching him lying there through this mask, screaming, "Mum, stop it, Mum, Mum, stop it," was just heartbreaking. After the longest 9.5 hours of my life, we got the call to say that he was out of surgery, he was groggy, and that they'd moved him to intensive care, and we needed to go and speak to the doctor before we went to see him. I can't even tell you what the doctor said. I wasn't even remotely interested in what the surgeon said. I just wanted to go and see him. My mum is a retired nurse, and thank God she'd prepared me because nobody else did. She said to me, "He's not going to look like him. He's not going to look like Dylan." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because they've been operating on the back of his head. He's been lying face down for 9.5 hours. His face is going to be swollen." And thank God she told me, because when I saw him, it looked like he'd been in a boxing match. But as it happens, I got there and they said he was doing really well. He hadn't even needed to stay in intensive care. He'd been moved straight to high dependency unit. An hour or two later, he was sat up in bed watching Peppa Pig, which was just, oh, such a relief.